This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
I know Cameron from Snohomish is. Cameron, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Cameron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Finish this famous slogan. Red Bull gives you what?
Wings.
Correct. What dodgeball actor co-starred alongside Jennifer Aniston in the romantic comedy The Breakup?
Ben Stiller.
No.
It's fun.
Yes. What NFL team is collaborating with Hallmark to make a holiday movie?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. What it was the name of the ancient Roman goddess of love?
Hera?
No.
Aphrodite?
No.
Venus.
Yes. What band had the hit song Light My Fire?
Band Light My Fire. The Doors.
Yes. The Italian rice dish cooked with broth until it reaches a creamy consistency is called what?
Risotto.
Yes. America's first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
Maryland.
No.
New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
No. The main protein in your hair, skin, and nails is called what?
Keratin.
Yes. The first animal that went into space was in what decade?
Ant.
No. Decade. What decade?
Oh, sorry. Ask the question again.
The first animal that went into space was in what decade?
The 60s.
No. Okay, you got it wrong anyway. Cameron,
yeah.
You got 7 correct. Wow.
Yeah, I want to beat Nick.
It's time.
Yeah, I want you to beat Migs, too. You were on a roll there.
Cameron's my Snohomie.
You're Snohomie. Do you guys hang out with the Gnomies and Snohomie?
You know it, baby.
I want to be a homie. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah!
I had to think about it.
I know, right? Finish this famous slogan. Red Bull gives you what?
Wings!
Yes! What dodgeball actor co-starred alongside Jennifer Aniston in the romantic comedy The Breakup?
Owen Wilson?
No.
Oh. Ben Stiller?
No.
Who else is in it? Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
What NFL team is collaborating with Hallmark to make a holiday movie? Oh,
the Kansas City Chiefs.
Can't wait. What was the name of the ancient Roman goddess of love?
Aphrodite.
No.
Jenna Jameson.
No.
Yeah.
Venus?
Yes. What band had the hit
song? You know what
song?
That rhymes with.
Light My Fire.
The Doors.
Yes. The Italian rice dish cooked with broth until it reaches a creamy consistency is called what?
Al dente?
No.
Rice-a-roni?
No.
Hot pot.
No. America's first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
New Hampshire?
No.
Louisiana?
No.
New Jersey?
No. Woo! Steve, you're just thinking of Venus and things that rhyme with it. You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 5-7. Go, Cameron.
Yeah.
Nice job, Cameron.
Woo.
I stunk.
Yeah, and you're Italian. The Italian rice dish cooked with broth until it reaches a creamy consistency is called what? Cameron got this right.
Risotto.
Oh, okay.
Cameron even said it with an accent.
He did.
I think we're going to have to take your Italian card away from you.
Oh, it had already been taken away way before this.
Yeah. No one knew America's first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Oh, Tyron Daly.
2, you didn't get to. The main protein your hair, skin, and nails is called what?
No. Steak?
I don't know.
Yeah,
keratin.
I'm trying to think of protein. You get protein from that?
Keratin is protein.
So if I ate my nails, would I get more protein, brother?
Okay.
So I get more gains?
Strategy.
Do I eat my hair?
And your skin, please. Start going. And
what's wrong with Steve? He's got all these bite marks in his arm.
It's very methy of you. The first animal that went into space was in what decade?
90s.
No.
70s.
It was before a human.
What? Wait, an animal went into space before a human?
Yeah.
No.
They probably tested it on the animal to make sure it was okay.
Oh, you knew that too?
Yes. Was it the 50s?
Yes, there we go. Because we went to the moon in the
60s.
There we go. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
I have a quick question.
I never knew that an animal went up there before us.
Yeah.
What kind of animal was it?
It was like a chimpanzee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought the monkey went up there in like the 90s.
I don't know what the first one was. I thought it was just like a dog or something. See if, you know, they survive.
They sent like a poodle up in the sky and said, let's see what happens.
The Daily Mix Show, your space experts.
Oh, we definitely are. Yeah, we're all like astronauts on this show.
Pretty much.
I have a question, though.
Yeah?
With the whole Hallmark Christmas movie with the Chiefs.
Can't wait.
Do you think that that was in the works before the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing? Or do you think that they were like, let's capitalize on this. Let's get some Chiefs action.
I'm thinking that this is happening after the fact. And they're in a roundabout way, they're hoping that they can get Taylor Swift involved.
Oh, make a cameo.
Yeah.
She has been in a few movies, so she does know how to act.
I wouldn't be surprised if Hallmark was like, let's do this. And man, maybe we could get like Travis Kelce to be in it. And then in turn, we'll get Taylor Swift. I don't think any of that's going to happen.
I'm going to watch it either way.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kids say the darndest things, don't they, Steve Miggs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they do.
I mean, every day there's something that makes me laugh, or I've got to try to capture, you know, a video of Barrett being adorable or cute or silly.
Are you the historian for Barrett?
For sure.
Because like Sid barely does take any pictures or video because she knows I'm just always on top of that. Like, I love capturing certain things. I just feel like in 10, 15 years, how great will it be to have some of these moments? Sometimes I'm a little excessive.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, kids do say, for a while, I remember I was like, my daughter was just reminding me how much she loves her mom more than she loves me. And she would never say it in a malicious way. It was never like, I'm mad at you, I love mom more. She would just like perk up and with a big smile on her face, she'd be like, Dad, I love mommy more. And I'm like, okay. She's like, I love you more too. And I was like, okay. But even yesterday, like, she out of nowhere was just like, I love you, Dad. And I'm like, oh, finally. Okay.
Aww.
Like, not mom. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that.
It is very heartwarming. It's very heartwarming.
Tell mom you don't love her as much as you love me.
I'm number one.
Yeah, make her feel how I felt for the last 4 years.
Well, yesterday was quite magical for me with Barrett. We had a really special moment. He told me that he is sick of me. So, of course, I had to pull out my phone and record it.
And you did.
I did.
Oh, should we listen to it?
Yes.
So what was the context?
So, like,
before
that's a good,
we play it.
That's a very good point. We need to set this up.
He didn't just come out of nowhere and just be like, hey, Mom, I'm sick of you.
We had gone to swimming lessons.
Awesome,
we got ice cream afterwards because that's our tradition. We came home.
What kind of ice cream?
Oh, he just likes vanilla ice cream from McDonald's. That's what he wants. A cone. Just a vanilla cone.
I mean, you say that like with such like disrespect. That's a great choice.
I love that cone.
Okay.
And trust me, like it starts to drip and so he passes it to me so that I can like clean it up a little bit and then hand it back to him.
Oh, yeah,
thanks, kid. It's like a shared process, you know?
It's like, son, you need to eat this ice cream cone quicker.
It's all over him in the back seat. But anyway, we got home and Brad and I were going to get dinner going. So I put on a TV show for him. But then it was time to eat dinner, so I turned the TV show off.
Okay.
And then this is what he said.
There we go.
Do anything you ask me ever again, because I'm sick of you.
What?
Okay, right there.
I'm trying not to laugh.
I'm never going to do anything that you ask me again because I'm sick of
you.
And I love your response. It's just,
what?
But I'm literally trying not to burst into laughter because I thought it was so funny.
I love children meltdowns. They're so great.
I don't do things for you ever again because I'm sick of you.
You're sick of me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
It's because you turned off my show.
I turned off your show?
Well, he's not wrong.
That was rude.
Yeah, let him finish the show.
That's why I'm sick of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm never going to be sick of you, ever.
Aw, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Little Miss, I love you forever over here.
But then, like, if Brad had been downstairs, he would have come in with, like, you don't speak to your mother like that or something like that. But he was upstairs finishing dinner, so I was on my own laughing.
That's why I'm sick of you.
With such emphasis on sick.
So is Brad the disciplinarian more than?
No, it's 100% me. But
it doesn't sound that way.
No, I'm just the one that has, again, I'm the archivist for the family.
So it's like.
I can't tell him, don't talk to me like that because I want to take the video.
You get the video
like,
first.
Keep it going, kid.
I got to put this on Instagram. Now let me discipline you.
That's why I'm sick of you.
I love how he sounds just like an adult right there. Like he's just had it with you.
Poor kid.
Poor kid.
His mom's so mean.
I was playing that for my wife yesterday. We were just dying. I was like, because my Sid is definitely the disciplinarian, more so than me. Like, I'll step in when I need to, but she does a great job with that. I think she handles it way better than I would. Like, I'd turn into, I think, my dad, and I'd, like, you know, bark orders or something like that. I'm just like, I wouldn't be good at that. But so when she heard that, she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, Tatum would not be in a good place after hearing something like that. Not like, you know, spank or anything like that, but she would just be like, toys might be thrown away for something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm sick of you.
Just a little love.
So great. I'm sure, in like 5 minutes, he's like, you're the greatest person in the world
again.
Oh, for
sure. Now when he gives hugs, he squeezes around my neck real tight.
Well, he's just trying to choke you.
No,
that's why I'm sick of you.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rockaholics, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. What stupid way did you injure yourself? We're bringing this up because one of Sarah's friends over the weekend ended up at the ER.
Yes. So my friend was having a really big birthday barbecue. And so I went over there. Everything was good. And then her roommate, he came out of his room and he has his shirt off and he is icing his like shoulder collarbone area. And he looks rough. Mm. I'm like, dude, what happened? And he was like, don't drink and ride those scooters, man.
Oh, so he was doing one of those, like the Lime scooters?
The Lime scooters. I guess he saw Bill Burr, got faded, rented one of those Lime scooters with a friend, and completely just ate it.
I got to imagine there are so many injuries and so many ER visits because of the the rent a scooter, rent a bicycle. Because who's for the most part, who's doing that? Not somebody who needs to get from point A to point B in the middle of the day. I mean, you see it from time to time. But right. It's typically just drunk people are like, let's ride scooters to the next bar.
Yeah, this looks like so much fun. So he was not looking good. And he was like, I think I got to go. I got to go to the urgent care ER or something. And I was like, yeah, do ya? I think you're just shake it off, walk it off.
Also, never a good idea to go talk to other drunk people to see what, like...
I know.
Get medical advice.
I'm like, you're fine.
Have a shot.
Stay here. Drink party. Yeah. Well, he ended up going, and it's indeed broken. Yep. So he went. A few hours later, he comes back in a sling.
Oh, no.
Fully broken. Has to see a specialist. May have to get surgery.
And it's a collarbone?
Uh-huh.
I hear that's not a fun injury to recover from.
No, because I'm pretty sure there's not really much you can do for it.
You can't really cast it.
No.
It's just a, yep. Just a sling.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy.
I know.
Well, this leads us to want to hear from the Rockaholics. What stupid way did you injure yourself? 206-803-ROCK. Ethan in Montana. Are you a big basketball player?
I'm not usually a basketball player, no.
So what happened?
So I think it was last summer or the summer before, I was playing a game of outdoor pickup basketball, and my first sign of problem should have been when I was stuck guarding a short, older guy in jeans in the middle of summer. Oh. So I ended up getting crossed up pretty good, hyperextend my knee. It doesn't pop or anything. So I was like, all right, well, it's probably all right. It's just one of those simple knee injuries. It'll get better.
Right.
Doesn't get better at all. Whole summer, I'm washing windows, climbing up and down ladders, and it's still just hurting. And eventually, it gets a little better over the winter when I'm not doing that. And then I decide I'll go play basketball again with another friend. Hurt it again. That was like the third or fourth time I'd hurt it by that point. So I was like, all right, I'll go to the doctor this time. First doctor thought it was torn meniscus. It wasn't that. Went to a second doctor, got the MRI, and he's like, dude, you pretty much tore your ACL all the way.
Oh, no.
If I had gone skiing over the winter at all, would have torn that sucker completely. So ended up getting the surgery March 21st. It still hurts a lot, but it's way better now. So that was fun.
And a valuable lesson, never play basketball against a man wearing jeans.
Yep. Don't ever play against an old guy in jeans playing outdoor pickup basketball. You will regret it.
You just never know what's going to happen.
206-803-ROCK. What stupid way did you injure yourself? Tom in Auburn, you had a bathroom injury.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. So it was about 10 years ago. I was in the Army, and I had just come home after spending a month in California for training. And my wife and I were dating at the time. And we were in the shower, literally showering. There was nothing fancy going on. I'm too big of a guy to try any of that.
Quote, unquote, fancy.
But we were just trying to switch so I could get under the shower and rinse off. And my foot slid out from under me because it was, you know, it was calloused from my Army boots. And for a second, I looked like a cartoon character with my feet kicking up. Before I finally felt my center of gravity shift. So I went to place my left hand down so I didn't smack my head, back of my head on the tub. It worked, but in the process, my hand slid in the tub and actually I caught my pinky finger in the drain.
And that's not a euphemism. That actual pinky finger got caught in the drain.
Yeah, the actual pinky finger got caught in the drain. It partially degloved the top of it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And it continued sliding on the side, so it actually sliced the inside of the finger. So she had to take me into Madigan. We had to drive down to Madigan from Kent so I can get looked at. It took them, like, 4 shots just to numb my finger up and 5 stitches where it was sliced. But the part that it was got degloved, that just had to heal. That just had to scar over.
Oh, man. How long did that take?
That took a few months.
They first
had to put me in this massive splint, so it looked like I had a permanent hang loose.
Well, could have been worse if it was a different finger, at least, right?
Say again?
It could have been worse if it was a different finger. You'd be pissing some people off if you just had it in a permanent state.
Yeah, that's that. Well, I mean, that would have been funny being in the Army. But
the Daily Migs Show.
There was an American Airlines passenger named Angela who got herself arrested for public intoxication after berating and hitting airline staff, mocking police officers about things like their salary, their height, and their junk size.
Where were you traveling to this weekend there, Taryn?
Man, she not only did all this, but also wet her pants.
Oh, that's like the ultimate punctuator.
Yeah. So this Angela, we have audio from the moment where she was finally arrested.
You're under arrest for PI.
Okay, now you're under arrest.
Yeah.
What did I do exactly?
You're under arrest for public intoxication.
What did I do? Stop!
All right.
Stop!
We're charging with resistance.
I have a recording! Pieces of mediocre your life. You make yourself feel good making 60 grand a year. You feel good your wife with your 5-inch.
Are you done yet?
Yeah. Stand up.
Okay, stand up.
Nope. Did she say what I think she said right there?
You feel good your wife with your 5-inch. Yeah.
And she said she was 60? I love this lady.
Angela.
She sounds like fun at parties.
We should invite her to the Mariners game.
You feel good your wife with your 5-inch.
How does he not laugh after hearing that? I get it. Like, you know, you're dealing with this idiot and she's berating you. But that line right there would break me.
How often do you think they have to stifle laughter in situations like that? I bet it happens all the time.
Do you think he goes home to his wife and he's like, how was your day? And she's like, well.
You feel good your wife with your 5-inch.
And how does she know? Have you ever traveled, got on a plane drunk?
Oh, like, yeah.
Many times.
Well, because I know of some people that have been told, like, hey, you can't go on the plane. You're too drunk.
There was a time I did make it onto the plane in Las Vegas, but I am shocked that I was allowed on the plane.
Yeah, I've had one instance where that happened to me as well, and then I ended up like getting sick in the bathroom before it even took off.
No.
And then they told us to all get off the plane, and for a second I thought I was to blame, and then I realized there were some plane issues, and then we got stuck at the airport in Florida for like a ridiculous amount of time. Like, I think about 12 hours.
No.
Because of all the, there were some issues. I can't remember, so long ago. But I remember it was just like the worst thing, because now I was more hungover than drunk. But I mean, I was still drunk from the night before. It was like 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in bad shape.
It'll do it to you sometimes.
Yeah, it was rough.
The Daily Migs Show.
What was the most unique place you met your significant other? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. JoJo in Seattle, you met your significant other on a game.
Yes, I did. I met her on a game called Second Life through my brother.
What's Second Life?
So Second Life is, it's a computer game that everything's user-created. So you can kind of make anything you want, a nightclub, an entire battlefield where you can do war simulations, anything you want, honestly.
Okay, so where were you guys in this Second Life? Were you on a battlefield or were you at a nightclub?
No, so they had a house, and my brother was, I had some arcade games, and my brother knew this. He's like, hey, can you come over here and drop these arcade games? Because they were fully functional. And I met my girlfriend, Gabby, there through him.
Huh. So you met her in person, so not through the game? I'm confused.
No, I met her through the game, and then we met in person later.
Gotcha.
And we've been together for about 10 years now.
Now that makes sense. Right on, man. That's awesome.
Kim in North Bend, you met your significant other at a fast food establishment?
Yeah, we both worked there. He was 17 and I was 18 back in 2006. Funny story, too, he brought his sister in to show her around when she was visiting, but I didn't know his sister at the time, and I remember being super jealous, and then, you know, being silly that I found out it was his sister.
Okay, that's awesome. Hey, what fast food place?
Thank you.
Burger King in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
Found him there, and then we moved back up here a couple months later, and we've been together ever since.
And gave him the Whopper.
Did you get to have it your way?
Yeah.
Kate in Tacoma, can you please take us back to the world of chat rooms?
Yeah, I met my husband on a Yahoo chat room back in 1999, yes. Back before dating was a thing on chat rooms.
I forgot all about the chat rooms. They were awesome back in those days. That was like texting back then.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it ASL, age, sex, location?
No. It was like, actually, it was a raving chat room.
A what?
Which is kind of raving. Funny because I wasn't a raver, but I just posed as one because my husband was.
Oh, fun.
Wait, so you were pretending to be a raver and that's how you met him?
Yeah, we were on a raving chat room talking.
That's amazing.
It's very random. Yes. Speaking of random, how about this text message? I met my wife at Albertsons. She was a cashier when I first started going to the store. I noticed that she was pretty cute, but I also noticed that she was pregnant and realized she must be with someone. Fast forward, about a year after that, the self-checkout gal told me that she had a crush on me, and that was after she got back from maternity leave. So I kept going through that line for a few weeks until I built up the courage and asked her for her number. She immediately freaked out, ripped off a piece of paper off the receipt, wrote her number down. I kept telling myself to play it cool, give it a couple of days, but I couldn't help myself. I texted her for lunch as soon as I got back to my driveway, and that was back in 2013. We now have 4 kids total, and we bought a house.
Holy smokes.
Right?
That's very romantic. 206-803-ROCK. We're talking about the unique places we have met our significant others. Karina in Fife, your meeting spot was the back door.
What?
Yes, I met my boyfriend at his back door when I went to visit my cousin in Tacoma. She said, let's go meet my friend's awesome cat. And so we pull up to this stranger's house, and she's like, okay, so what we need to do is just sneak around the back door, and he'll let us in. And that's exactly what we did. We went up to this random dude's back door and knocked on it, and he opened it and was like, who are all these people coming into my house? And I went and sat on his bed, met his cat, and we've been together for a year now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that might take the cake. It's the most random way somebody has ever met somebody. That's amazing.
Cats just bringing people together.
Well, you know what they're called.
Kevin in Federal Way, you met your significant other at a place we look forward to having a listener party someday.
Yeah, so back in the day when I was in the military, we had this guy, he would take his kids to Chuck E. Cheese. Well, we went there, and me and my buddies were just messing those games up, so I had like 1,000 little tickets. And
baller.
We thought it would be a great way, you know, to meet some women. So we went back without him, and I had all those tickets, and I gave this really pretty girl all these tickets to give to her son. Aww. And she fell in love.
I love you. Like, this is a great way for us to meet a bunch of single moms. It's amazing. And it worked. Are you guys
it, did, it worked. We went back 2 more times. Had the pizza. It was a really good time.
Are you still together with this girl?
No, not anymore. That was a while ago. But I used to cruise Chuck E. Cheese alive.
Well, you know, hopefully in the next few months we're going to be at a Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma. I think you got to come out and meet your new love interest that way.
Well, I'm not single anymore, but
all right, new mistress. Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Somebody just said, I'm a UPS driver. I met my wife en route. She's what we lovingly call a GOMR, girl on my route.
Oh my.
Works for guys on my route as well. That was 20 years ago. I'm a very lucky man.
Nice.
Learned some new terminology in the UPS world.
I love this. It's like a little peek behind the curtain.
Right?
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.